fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, the 31st day of August, year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. Got an announcement first before we get started. My website's down. It will be back up later today, I've been assured, by my very competent webmaster, Mr. Tim Spencer. And let's go straight to our prepper tip of the day, and that is to check all your batteries, your battery supply. Make sure that they're in good condition, that they're properly charged, that they're stored properly. And if you have NiCad batteries, you might want to consider replacing them with nickel metal hydride batteries. Make sure your devices are stored with the batteries removed, and that you have a good supply of batteries and chargers, and the chargers kept in Faraday cages. One last thing before we get started, I got a prayer request. My grandson, Jaden, has a injury to his ankle that is not healing properly, and we're asking for prayers for this young man, Jaden, John Moore's grandson, to recover, and your prayers are very solicited, and we need to get this boy healed up. Okay. We have a patient waiting in green room, my friend Tim Spencer. Tim is the proprietor of ruralsurvival.info. Tim's a husband, a father, a grandfather, a rancher, and a veteran of the United States Navy Submarine Corps. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, John. How's things going up in your neck of the woods today?
Well, we had an insurance inspection at American Legion Post 601 at 0700 for insurance purposes.
Okay.
Otherwise, got some technical situations I'm dealing with here with doing the show this morning. But otherwise, pretty good. You're back in the saddle working, aren't you, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing my best, too. I had no idea how much the donor site for skin graft could hurt. But, oh, boy, and I wondered why they gave me 112 pain pills when I left the hospital. There's now no question in my mind why they gave them to me.
Right, right.
Wow's
right. Well, between that and the energy cleaner, you should be on the road to recovery. And
yeah.
Well, good. It's good to have you back.
I'm glad to be back, believe me.
Of course, the big news is the Hurricane Harvey and all the things surrounding that.
Right.
The mayor made a call to not order an evacuation, and seeing the what happened in past evacuations, he made his decision not based on the severity of the storm, but based on previous evacuations that have ended in loss of life in and of themselves. And
right.
Quite frankly, I think that was the right call myself. Nobody could possibly know in advance that they would have the largest rainfall ever recorded in the United States. He couldn't know that. What he did know is that previous evacuations had resulted in people dying. And I remember the double spread photograph. It was one of the Newsweekly, Newsweek or Time, or one of those, of I think it was Houston evacuating, with 12 or 14 lanes of traffic all going one direction but not moving.
Right.
Yes. You've probably seen that photograph, haven't you?
Yes, I did. And also, you know, I've seen other hurricanes where it's exactly the same thing. You know, both sides of an interstate were used for traffic evacuating. It's a rather strange feeling when you see that. You know, you see
right.
8 or 10 or 12 lanes of everybody going the same direction. And,
absolutely.
Of course. Inevitably, it's, you know, bumper-to-bumper, 5-mile-an-hour traffic.
Right. And we've seen this time and time again. People know the hurricane's coming for days in advance, and they wait until the last moment, and everybody tries to leave at once. It's
right.
No shock or surprise, is it?
Oh, no, no. You know, what can I say, John? People are people. You know,
right.
they wait until the last minute. It's just like prepping, you know, when people want to know a date. You know,
right.
If you're ready, it doesn't make any difference. But if you're not ready, it can make all the difference in the world.
Exactly. It took me quite a while to reach that conclusion, but that is the conclusion that I reached. And, of course, you agree with that. And I'll
oh,
just
yeah.
repeat it for the benefit of people who wonder what we're talking about. These matters, such as violent earth changes and Planet X, for example, that's the one where people are looking for a date more than any other.
Right.
I reached a conclusion a year or so ago that the people who are searching for a date are the ones who are not living a day-to-day life of preparedness. Because
right.
once you are living a day-to-day life of preparedness like I do and like Tim does, it's no longer an issue. When I was up in Minnesota, Minneapolis over the weekend, somebody asked me in the audience, we're doing questions and answers, when are you bugging out? And my response was, I don't need to bug out. I'm already where I need to be.
Correct.
And that same, and you would get the same response, wouldn't you, Tim?
Oh, positively, I would. And because it's the truth. You know, the only thing that would run me out of here, and then it would only be possible that it'd be very temporary, is wildfire. But, you know, we've made provisions around our house where it's very unlikely things would get that bad. It's possible, but unlikely.
Right. Well, since you had your property logged off, the odds of a fire being that kind of an issue for you are pretty slim to none, I would say.
You're correct.
Do a segue here. The Iraqi government is hammering on, I believe, Syria for giving ISIS a free pass to move a bunch of the remaining fighters to a remote area near Iraq. And Iraq is saying, look, we've been killing these guys for you, and now this is your payback?
Yeah.
I know. The politics of that part of the world is so convoluted and upside down, inside out, and we've talked about this before. It's really difficult to tell who's on first, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. Apparently, U.S. coalition planes are bombing some of the Syrian, I guess you'd call it, revolutionaries, the ISIS, al-Nusra Front people that were bugging out of Lebanon. supposedly under safe passage, and I guess that our side is bombing the hell out of them also.
Right, right. Well, let's see, I'm getting a call here. Let's see if I can work this thing in. Trying to get my Skype back up and running here, Tim.
Okay.
Yeah, so give people an update on what's going on with rural survival, if you would, please.
Sure. Well, to start with, rural survival is down, just like your site is, John. There's a problem with the server, but it will be corrected in 24 hours or less. Everything will be back up and running. But right now, rural survival hasn't really added anything new. I've been barely keeping my head above water as far as work on the computer goes with all the time I've spent in the hospital. Apparently, it's been some 67 days since March 15th that I've been in the hospital altogether. Not all at once, of course. So there's not much going on. I ask folks just use it as a reference site. It's not an entertainment site, but it's just a good place to go and learn about a myriad of different things when it comes to farming, having a farm, a hobby farm. It's just a good place to go, and it's everything from growing fruit trees to canning tomatoes. There's just tons of great information on there.
Hello.
So that's where we're at right now. John, I hear you in the background trying to get connected. Is it working, buddy? Okay, I guess not, folks. What's the problem is, folks, Skype is having a problem this morning connecting between where John lives and down there in Round Rock, Texas, where RBN is. But we are making a sincere effort to get everything back online. And it should be done here in the next few minutes. Anyway, looking at what's going on in the world, of course, the Korea situation is, I wouldn't call it stagnant. It's actually ever-evolving. But the overall situation is somewhat stagnant. I'm not going to try to predict what's going to happen there. It's anybody's guess. But we do know what our president has said, and I guess the time for negotiation appears to be over. Of course,
when it's over, it's over. Tim, are you aware that Russia has evacuated their citizens from the Korean border they share with North Korea?
Yes, I'm aware of the news report. However, Russia is denying that.
Really?
Yes, they are denying it. What they equivocate it to is a travel advisory, but they're denying an actual physical evacuation.
Amazing.
So,
if it's true that they have evacuated their people, I would regard that as something that would happen only as a preliminary thing just before a war was about to happen.
Well, from what China and Russia are both saying, understanding the diplomatic speech, or diplo speech, however you want to say it, yes, I believe both China and Russia do believe that a conflict is imminent. That's the takeaway I've got. And, of course, China has flat out come out and said that if we attack North Korea preemptively, they're going to fight for North Korea and do their best to protect them. And, of course, you know exactly where that would lead, and so do I.
Exactly. Well, just another reason for people to maintain their situational awareness and be prepared to do what they need to do to deal with a possible conflict.
Now, a little bit closer to home, John, some things people might not be looking at. I don't know if you've read it yet, but there's a prediction out right now, not just that gas prices are going to go up because of Hurricane Harvey hitting there in the Houston area, but there's going to be some non-availability in many places between here and Texas and on the East Coast, in the East Coast, because they've shut down that huge pipeline. So there's going to be actual lack of availability of gasoline, supposedly, over the Labor Day weekend.
Right,
so people
right.
might want to look at filling up their vehicles now, which, of course, Lori and I are going to do today. We're going to fill up both the truck and the Ford and, you know, top them off completely.
Right, right. Well, it's always a good idea to never let your fuel get below half a tank, I believe.
Oh, I agree.
You know, when I'm on the road, I never do that, and I try to make sure I have half to three-quarters of a tank at least when I park my vehicle in the evening. That's just a smart
oh,
thing
yeah.
to do, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's very smart. And we try to do the same thing. We're not always successful, but, you know, especially on those trips home from the hospital, Lori and I are both so beat by the time that happens that even if we only got a quarter tank, we just say to heck with it and come home.
Right,
so
right.
I don't always practice what I preach, but yes, that's a very good idea, John.
It is. It is. I don't know if you heard Professor McKenna yesterday, but we have another segue here. We talked briefly okay. about September 23rd. There's a lot of hysteria, wailing, and gnashing
yes.
of teeth regarding September 23rd. I made a statement that September 23rd is the day before September 24th. And then Jim, Professor McKenna, said it's September 23rd is the day after September 21st. And that's basically it. That's all it is. And,
oh, yeah, I agree.
Yeah. My friend Jeff Harness with the Ozark Homestead nearby here, he's got people asking to occupy other people's homes that are finished and ready for occupancy. They're so concerned about September 23rd. Well, it'll be a vacation for them, and that's all it's going to be.
Oh, yeah. Now, I don't predict anything specific happening. Now, we all, you know, we all agree that as far as the economy goes, you know, heading in towards the third quarter, and or actually we're in the third quarter, but, you know, third quarter and into the fourth quarter.
I don't hear anything.
You know, there. Are you there, John?
Hello, hello.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Okay,
I don't
folks.
Hear
apparently we've lost John again.
I'm here. I'm back.
Oh, okay.
All right. We're
anyway,
we're just...
John.
We got a caller here. We got Jimmy
okay,
in Mexico.
Good.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, gentlemen. And Tim, concerning the webpage, what's Uncle Jimmy's rule number one?
Yeah, I know. Don't sweat it.
Okay. John, the reason I called in, saw a deal on the news this morning. For all of our listeners down in Texas and everything, they've already started it. The robocalls are going out telling people that they missed payments on their flood insurance to immediately get, it's another scam.
Right.
I just cannot believe these people. But, folks, if you're got friends or family that are down there and they get a call telling them that they aren't going to get their flood insurance because they missed a payment or something like that, ask them for an address to mail it to and then turn that over to the police.
Right. Well, almost nobody had flood insurance because these places flooding have never, ever flooded before.
Exactly. And they were talking earlier a while ago about a chemical plant in Crosby, Texas. When Teresa and I were living down there after the Coast Guard, we lived about a mile and a half from that chemical plant.
Right.
So of the 10 officers that went to the hospital, 8 have already been released, which is good. The guy said that when it went off, it felt like they were standing on Jell-O.
Really?
Wow.
The way the ground shook.
Hold that thought, Jimmy. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory. Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. Thursday, the 31st day of August. Jimmy, let's continue with your comments. I just looked up that plant, and they're evacuating everybody within a mile and a half. They've lost yep. all power to keep things refrigerated, apparently.
Yep, and there was one bright moment on it this morning. The Fox News went to one of the local ones there, and they said, we're going to go to the local reporter here and just, you know, and I'm almost positive it was the CBS station there in Houston. But the woman, the guy's talking about the plant and everything and the evacuation. And the woman that was sitting next to him looked at him and goes, well, this just came in. They said it wasn't an explosion. It was a chemical reaction. And the guy that's given the report is looking at her like, you fell off the truck when?
Yeah, I know.
It was a bit of levity in the middle of it, but
that's a little levity doesn't hurt. Okay.
But pure stupidity sure hurts. But anyway, I'll let you guys go. And I've been watching these pictures of these houses and everything on there. And the 12th of September will be exactly 4 years since our place at Lakewood looked exactly like that. And folks, we still haven't recovered. I don't know if we ever will. But just keep them in your prayers, everybody. It's a mess.
Okay. Thank you, Jimmy, for the call.
Take care, guys.
Tim, I need to ask you, do you have any flash drives in stock?
Yes, I do. Yes, I've got 8 or 10 of them ready to go. But unfortunately, today people can't order them, but tomorrow they sure can.
Right, right. Well, and, of course, once your website's back up, ruralsurvival.info, people can review the index. And they'll find probably 3 or 4 dozen books and publications that they would really like to have, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I'd be very, very surprised if someone couldn't. But, yeah, like you said, the complete index. Wait. Apologize. Oh, man. Yeah, the complete index is there, John.
Okay.
All
somebody's got to do is click on the red and black price cut picture top right of every page, and it'll take them to the page where they can download 53-page PDF file, which is the index.
Right. Well, check that out. By tomorrow morning, later tonight, the website will be back up, and people can avail themselves of this wonderful. It's a proprietary product that you've prepared, and people can get their hands on. I have mine, and I suggest everybody get their own. We're going back to the flood there, the hurricane in Houston. We now had, I believe, two refugee centers have been flooded also, haven't we?
Correct, yes. I read that. Saw pictures of one. Apparently, one of the shelters they had evacuated nursing home patients to, and it showed the ambulance personnel again evacuating them, and of course the water was halfway up between the floor and the stretcher to, you know, the poor folks on the stretcher. So it is quite a mess.
Right. Well, 2 feet of water in your evacuation of a refugee center is not a good thing, obviously. I mentioned yesterday, Tim, there's 24, I believe it is, 24 or 25 Fortune 500 companies headquarters in metro Houston area, including the six from the top of the Fortune 500, Phillips 66. It's going to affect the national economy. We don't know how bad or how much.
Absolutely.
Right. Of course it will. And many... these companies will get back up and running as quick as they can, but there's going to be downtime. There's going to be disruptions. People's homes are underwater. Where they work is underwater. Where their children go to school is underwater. Their churches are many times underwater. Where they get their cars fixed is underwater. Where they go shopping for groceries is underwater. The gas tanks underground for the service stations are filling up with water.
Yes, they are.
What a mess.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, some of the things people might not think about where there's probably going to be shortages could easily be food because of the packaging and the diesel it takes to move that food to the grocery stores.
The roads themselves.
One of the things.
Right. The roads themselves are being broken up. Roads, bridges, dams. This is not your average flood. Not even close.
Right there in Texas, but I'm talking about nationwide, John.
Oh, yes. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah, nationwide, there could easily be, or continental-wide, there could easily be shortages. You know, I don't think it's going to be super bad, but, you know, everything's packaged in plastic. Plastic comes from petroleum. You know, the trucks run on diesel, you know, which comes from those refineries.
Right.
And from everything reading, we've lost almost a quarter of our refining capability.
Well, the world's largest refinery is out of service, which provided 15% of our national consumption, and there's others as well. So it probably is close to 25% of our production cap. Now, I know other refineries around the country are going to be picking up as much slack as they can, and that will help.
Oh, yeah. They will. From what I understand, most refineries run at about 70 to 75% of capacity this time of year. But, yes, they can pick up the slack, but it's going to take them a while to get going.
Right. Well, I know up in Wood River, Illinois, that was the world's largest refinery at one time, and I know that a lot of it's been rehabbed and put back in service. So they'll be doing what they can to get the output. We got our bottom-of-the-hour break coming up here shortly. We'll have Tom Berryhill, and we're going to talk about our favorite product, the energy cleaner, as soon as I hear the music, which should be shortly here. Typically, I've heard it by now.
There it is.
Yes, there it is. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 31st of August. This is the 24 minutes I look forward to every week where we talk about a very special product called the Energy Cleaner. And we begin these conversations with my friend Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer, giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, John. We're not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
All right. Thank you. Well, last week we didn't have a card in our promotion, but I got a couple in, and I'm going to reach inside the envelope here and pull one out to see who is the lucky person to get an energy cleaner, $70 off. And it is Robert, and his area code, telephone area code, it's 516. Robert, I will give you a call and send you an email. And it looks like Robert may be a sport parachutist because his email address is Skydiver. How about that? Skydiver. A man after my own heart. We got Labor Day weekend coming up, gentlemen. I'm going to run a sale on energy cleaners beginning immediately. From now until midnight Monday evening, $50 off energy cleaners and 10% off mattress pads. You won't be able to place orders online until later today or tomorrow morning. In the meantime, my order line is open and taking orders, and that's 800-592-9494. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. And this is a great opportunity for people to, if they've been waiting to get an energy cleaner, trying to say, I know people sometimes, Tom, they save up money for probably maybe several months before they have accumulated the funds to spend $285 for an energy cleaner and another dollar amount for the mattress pad to go with it. If you're a new listener, and we have now a lot of new listeners because of my new YouTube videos from when I was in Prague, Czech Republic, we're talking about a healing device that literally saves lives. And our witness is Tim Spencer. And Tim, yeah. you are living proof that the energy cleaner does, in fact, save lives, aren't you, sir?
Oh, yeah, I positively am. And I would tell anybody that wants to know. I mean, I look at myself 8 or 9 years ago, however long it was, John, and then I look at myself now, you know, albeit with a broken leg, and though I had some medical problems, I'm nowhere near in as bad a shape as I would have been without the energy cleaner. And that is a fact. That is an absolute fact.
Right, right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the energy cleaner is a healing device. It puts out a healing electrostatic signal. It's not a Rife machine, not a Rife machine frequency generator. It's not a TENS unit. People want to try to figure out what this thing is. Think radios. It puts out a signal. That signal goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing fresh nutrition. Tom, you refer to it as jumper cables for your body, don't you, sir?
That's right, John, because that's exactly what it is. The cells that have become sluggish, weak, toxic, and so on, they need a little bit of help. They need a boost. They need some jumper cables. The healthy cells that are operating properly, the signal's there if they need it, but they just really ignore it because it's not needed. It's like putting jumper cables on a brand-new battery in your car. It's not going to hurt it, but it's not needed. The cells that are weak are like that dead battery in your car, or a very weak battery that's just barely functioning, but that jumper cable helps that car get started and get that battery charged up again.
Right.
Cells in your body operate the same way, and they need to. They're also a pump. They need to push out the toxins and bring in fresh nutrients. It's pretty simple in its application, but that's what we're doing. And when you can flush out the toxins and get the cells operating properly, your body will heal itself.
Right, right. Well, it's counterintuitive to look at something, a black plastic box the size of a cigar box, takes 9 D cell batteries, and be told by someone like John Moore, who's not a doctor, I'm a radio talk show host and a homicide detective, be told by a non-medical professional, this little black box can do things that those hospitals that take up a whole city block with millions of dollars of equipment, men and women with 10, 12, 16 years education past high school, that this little black plastic box will do things that they can't, the healthcare professionals. And that's a very understandable reaction, isn't it, Tim?
Oh, yeah, it is. I mean, I look at that hospital I was in just a few days ago. John, that thing probably takes up 8 square blocks, easy,
right,
if not more.
Right.
And
it's
just incredible.
So, it is. It is. The size, the expense, the expertise. But reality is reality. And to help people get past their being a doubting Thomas, which is understandable, I do the following. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. I was talking to my wife, Dr. Moore, last night about this and how there's a medical doctor up in Metro Chicago who has people buy energy cleaners from me, and he has a standing offer to all his patients that he has buy energy cleaners, the following standing offer. The medical doctor offers to buy them back from the patient if they don't work. And with my offer,
right,
I end up refunding money for about maybe 3 people a year, about once every 4 months or so. I'll get one ship back, and I immediately refund people's money. Not a problem. And I always wonder, Tom, these people have ever used it in the first place. I know I loaned my energy cleaner to one of my neighbors with a screen pad. The screen pad had not been unrolled. If your screen pad has been used, it's obvious, isn't it, Tom?
Oh, yeah. You would know instantly. And you know what, John? it just amazes me when these people do benefit from your generosity, loaning them a unit, and then they never even try it. I'm amazed that you loan those out, because you know what usually happens. I've loaned quite a few out and never got them back.
Well, I know where they live.
Yeah, well, I know where people live, too. But, you know, what happens is that they get some good use out of it, and then they have a friend that needs help, so they let their friend use it, and that friend lets somebody else use it. I wasn't ever too worried about it, because the end result was that every one of those people ended up buying one eventually, and the one that right. was loaned out right. just kept floating around.
Right, right. Well, they do, you know, whatever it takes, that's the bottom line. And I'm shipping one today to my grandson. I put out a prayer request at the beginning of the show. My just turned 12-year-old grandson injured his ankle. It's not healing properly. The energy cleaner with a twin pad and a small pad is going out priority mail this morning, and he'll have it, I think, Saturday is what the Postal Service is promising. The 21-year-old grandson, he's got one he uses every day, the grandson who's playing football on a college scholarship, and he's glad to have it. So, they work those boys hard. I mean, they really work hard. When he was a 16-year-old and visiting down here and went to the swimming pool, the girls at the swimming pool all thought he was already a college student as a 16-year-old. But the energy cleaner will help you, whether you're a high-end, high-performing athlete or recovering from an injury, just a normal person doing everyday things. It doesn't matter where you are in life. It will help, won't it, Tim?
Oh, yeah, positively. You know, I've got some problems with my leg, but I look at how fast the bone healed, and literally 2 months sooner than the doctors thought I could be able to walk on the bone, or, you know, walk because the bone had healed, I'm walking on it. In fact, I don't even need a cane in the house now, only out in the yard, you know, where it's rough ground. So,
Tim,
you know,
did those doctors comment on how fast the bone healed?
Yes and no. Yeah, they said, well, the bone has healed perfectly. It healed much faster than we thought it would. And that was about all they said about it, really, Tom.
Yeah, sometimes they're at a loss for words. They don't know what to say, because I know of several cases where there were broken limbs, legs, arms, legs, just all types of broken bones. And in my own case, I broke the little finger on my left hand, of all things, working on a lawnmower. It slipped and fell on my hand. Anyway, I fixed it myself. I mean, what hurt the most was just pulling that finger out to straighten it out. I mean, that really hurt.
Right.
And I made a splint, and I taped it up. And I wrapped that hand in foil, aluminum foil, and clipped an energy cleaner wire, you know, the output cable on there. And I'll tell you what,
right.
in about a week, it was like nothing ever happened. And I'll tell you something else that's hard to believe, but it's the honest truth. There was absolutely no swelling and no pain. Now, it did just start to swell up initially while I was putting the splint on, and what I had to do was loosen that up and rebandage it, because it was very tight to begin with, and it became loose because the swelling went away. Within an hour, the swelling was totally gone. Yes, and there was a little bit of bruising, and that was gone by a day and a half later, the bruising was gone, but there was never any pain. Once that energy cleaner got going, there was just almost no pain,
right.
And within a day,
right.
there was absolutely no pain. So, yeah. And it healed up very quickly, maybe a week and a half.
Yeah, that's the issue with my grandson also, is pain issues. That's the main issue the boy is dealing with. And I should mention everybody, with my Labor Day promotion, my toll-free auto line, they can't take orders either, because they make use of my website. So write down the toll-free number, but don't call them until tomorrow, because they won't be able to accept your order, since they're use my website to place the order. But that toll-free number is 800-592-9543. Special promotion from now till midnight Monday evening. $50 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. And we'll be back up and running. Tim, do you have a time frame for that to be all squared away?
It should be this evening. It should be this evening, but at the absolute latest, this time tomorrow.
Okay. All right. So by 8 or 9 o'clock tomorrow morning at the latest, everything should be back up and running.
Yes.
Normally. So you can take that to the bank. If Tim says it's so, it's so. I was just reading some agriculture-related things, and this is the time to be putting in the cold weather vegetables, isn't it, Tim?
Yes, it is. In fact, hopefully this weekend, Lori and I are going to be able to get out in the garden. I still can't get down on the ground too well, but she told me while we were in the hospital this weekend we could put in some of the cool weather stuff, you know, the collards, the spinach, and stuff
right.
like that.
And that's where the energy cleaner comes in once again. You need to protect it
right.
from being getting wet with a Ziploc bag, maybe two Ziploc bags. And then, Tom, give a quick summary of how to make use of the energy cleaner in the garden, if you would, please, sir.
Okay, it's pretty simple. Pick the area that you want to use for your plants and install some fence posts. The easiest ones to use are the metal posts. You can get at any farm supply store. They also make a hammering device, which is basically a heavy wall pipe with handles on it. It makes it easy to drive those in the ground if you don't have a large mallet. And you put those in. There's lots of holes punched in there in those fence posts, which allow you to hook up electric fence insulators. All this can be obtained at the farm supply store. Then roll out some chicken wire and suspend that off the electric fence insulators. The main idea here is to keep the chicken wire over the top of the plants, so close to the ground until the plants start coming up, and they will come up rapidly, and then you need to move it up the post. And that's the reason I like the metal fence posts. They have a lot of holes in there. You can easily, if you use some people have done this, use bungee cords to wrap around the post, and they can slide those up and down. That works pretty good and keeps some tension on it. But anyway, you raise the this chicken wire grid as the plants start to grow. But the main idea is to keep the chicken wire from getting grounded. You don't want it to touch the fence post. So either use the insulators or bungee cords, something. The bungee cords work because they're rubber and they're non-conductive, and you can easily clip that on and off and raise it and lower it as needed. As the plants start to grow, they may start touching it. It doesn't really hurt if it touches the chicken wire, but it's a good idea to keep it above it somewhat. Some people have gone a foot or even 2 feet, but I say keep it as close as possible. Within practical limits, and then, of course,
right.
you can easily raise it as you go. Now, in a
right.
greenhouse, if you have you can do the same approach in a greenhouse. Sometimes it's easier with the shelves to just roll out chicken wire. That works good. In a hydroponic greenhouse where they have the media is saturated with the nutrients that flow through, it's simple enough to just string stainless steel welding wire through there, which is relatively inexpensive. You can zigzag that back and forth, just a couple of runs through a plant bed will work fine. As the nutrients flow through there, that's conductive, and that will radiate the signal out of the plant beds. It works quite well. But then the same chicken wire grid could also be suspended, even in a hydroponic greenhouse. I've just always found it simpler to put the stainless steel wire in the actual troughs that the plants grow in. So it's really non-critical. You just have to figure out what's easiest and best for your application. Hook it up and put the energy cleaner in a plastic bag like John suggested. Keep it out of the direct sunlight so it doesn't get too hot and doesn't get any rain on it. If you protect it, it'll last a long, long time. And I think anybody doing this will be amazed with the vegetable production that they obtain.
All right.
And Tom, if I can jump in here real quick, just one thing. The easiest way I found to protect the energy cleaner, put it in a Ziploc bag, like you're saying, set it on a brick or a piece of wood, and then just take a 5-gallon bucket and set that over the top of it.
Yeah, that works. That works
really
good.
Well,
that works good. I've had people put them in those little containers you can buy at any store. The plastic containers with the snap-on
right.
lid, and maybe cut a little slot in the side for the wire. You know, the output wire to slip through, and then they can clip the lid on there, and then put it outside, but put it upside down so that no water can drain. You know, the water drains off and not into the.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 31st of August. Lots of uses for the energy cleaner. And you got an opportunity now until midnight Monday evening to get an energy cleaner $50 off retail. Mattress pads 10% off retail. You can't place your order till tomorrow morning, maybe later today, but you can place your order online beginning later today or tomorrow morning at my website, thelibertyman.com. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, and of course you can send checks. Make sure the check is postmarked before midnight Monday. And here's the toll-free hotline, 800-592-9543. I'll say again, 800 592-9543. Tim, it's been, I think we're starting year number eight. In fact, it was eight years ago this September, that first Vince Finelli Preparedness Expo that I presented you with your energy cleaner, didn't I?
Yes, you did, and it's more than greatly appreciated, John.
Well, what's your speculation? Where would Tim Spencer be on Thursday, the 31st of August, 2017, without the energy cleaner?
My guess is probably dead, and if not dead, sitting in a wheelchair in a VA facility drooling, most likely.
Well, that would be not a very good outcome, obviously. So we're glad that you got the energy cleaner and got your life back. Steve Whitman, who gives the energy cleaner credit for saving his life, and hundreds of stories that, Tom, we simply don't know because people don't get back with us, do they?
Well, that's what typically will happen. Somebody will purchase an energy cleaner. They get their health back. They regain their health. They get out of the house. They go about their daily lives with improved health. And the last thing they want to do is focus on that bad time in the past when they had such poor health. So they move forward. They don't want to go backwards, and they don't really want to talk about the problems they did have, and they don't want to discuss them. And so we just don't hear from them. But what we do find, John, is that their friends, family, neighbors, people they are acquainted with start inquiring about their healthful appearance and how they're more active and all that, and they'll show them the energy cleaner and say, this is what I did, this is how I regained my health. And then we hear from those people because they want one of those units just like so-and-so purchased. I don't remember what it's called, but I want one. And that's what happens. I've had people call it the energy machine, the energy box, but they'll call, and that's what they want. So we get them out as fast as we can.
Right, right. Well, we do. And in fact, Tom, I'll need a fresh batch. My last one's going out to Seattle to my grandson this morning.
So, well, John, they're in constant production, and in a couple of days you can have them.
Okay. All right, that's reassuring. I got mattress pads in stock, and we'll have energy cleaners back. And typically when I run these sales, we get quite a few out the door. And it's a great opportunity to take advantage of $50 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. Gentlemen, we are out of time. Thank you.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Okay, we have a top-of-the-hour break. We'll be back with Don Kubley, and we'll talk about the domes. Thank you. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.